I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Behind the increase in blasphemy cases in Pakistan, is there a so-called blasphemy business group entrapping people? On February 2nd, a high court in Pakistan advised that a commission be created to investigate that question. The Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Floyd Brobel explains.
It appears that what's happening is that they're enticing certain people to make what would appear blasphemous statements against Islam or against the Prophet Muhammad online, and then accusing them of blasphemy.
He says the blasphemy law is easily interpreted to the accuser's advantage. Religious freedom and human rights groups have been pushing against Pakistan's blasphemy law for years. Now that it's in the spotlight again, ask God to work justice through the investigation. Pray Christians at risk of blasphemy accusations will keep on sharing the gospel. More in part two of this story later in the week. And amidst war, turmoil, and high rates of unemployment, Bethlehem Bible College continues to raise up Christian teachers by offering a certificate program in Christian education.
Students come and take this and will be able to teach in schools, both public schools and Christian schools in Palestine.
The Bible College has over 25 students in their Christian education program and about 200 students total, but they still face challenges. Their biggest challenge is that many students, as well as several teachers, are leaving Palestine. So how can we be praying for Bethlehem Bible College? Reverend Dr. Jack Serra asks people to pray for wisdom, for the current teachers, and for God to empower more teachers to come and serve.
We will continue to do this process and just trust that God will continue to provide such faculty.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.